Tyler. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Worst Boys Guild. There's like 3 shows left ever, so count your blessings. You guys are going to miss me so bad, I hope. I don't know. I'm going to miss radio fairly bad. But also, it's been a blast. I've been at it for a while now. It's been a lot of fun. I've learned very little. I did not get good at doing it. But I had a great time. Made friends along the way. That's what counts. More importantly, today on Worst Boys Guild is the big Epiphany Larmy birthday special. My beautiful girlfriend, whom I talk about constantly, is 21 years old today, and I love her very much, and she is in econ class right now, ew, so she can't hear any of this, but today is her big birthday special. If later in the show people want to call in to wish her a happy birthday, that would be much encouraged and appreciated. And really cute and nice for her. She usually tunes in somewhere between 11:30 and 11:40. So if anybody wants to call in at like 11:45 to tell her to have a happy birthday, that would be really fun. But for the first half of the show, just me, no girlfriend in sight, in earshot. Just doing my thing. Thanks to Frank Rosano for a great Rosano radio episode. I actually did come in, like I was talking about last week, I actually did come in early and listen to a more significant part of his show today, and it was really nice. He makes great radio. He gets a really good momentum going here at the station that I wreck it. I come in here and I wreck it every week. That's how it goes. Such is life at a freeform radio station, I think. I went to Spring Thing over the weekend, not to be confused with Spring Fling. Apple Jam does. I was talking about this with a friend. It's absurd that WMFO is putting on a concert next weekend. So exactly 1 week before Spring Fling. Apple Jam put on a show this past weekend, the same weekend as Coachella. And guess what each of them is called, because it's infuriating. The Apple Jam one, the one that's the same weekend as Coachella, is called Spring Thing. But the WMFO one, the one that's not the same weekend as Coachella and is 1 week before Spring Fling, is called Bochella. And it just would have been so, so easy for them to swap names. But fine. I went to Spring Thing. I saw Feeble Little Horse, who I had not heard of before. They were really great. I saw Glitterer, who I had heard of before, and were also really great. They're one of those bands that like works a lot better live, I think, than on recorded albums. Their album, not to say that their album's bad, their album is good. I've listened to Life Is Not a Lesson a few times now. It's good. It's just very like grrr, loud, which works a lot better live, which will probably prove true of Feeble Little Horse as well, but I don't know. I've never listened to their music before that show or since, but we're gonna play Termites off of their Bandcamp right now, actually. Enjoy.
Yo, Pierre, you wanna come out here? We'll be right back.
Thank you.
there it is. There's Feeble Little Horse, Glitter. They were great. And that's the kind of music, too, where, like, so I was completely unable to get any of my friends to take any interest in this whatsoever. But the Apple Jam shows are all here in Curtis Hall, which is close to my house. So I, whenever I can't get friends to go, I just go by myself. And this is the perfect music for, like, standing alone and being like, nobody understands me. You know, like, it really took me back to high school. Being like, let me listen to some, like, aggressive post-punk and just, like, wah. Nobody went to the Apple Jam show with me. Nobody gets me. And then I went home and I ordered Tasty Burger and watched Gilmore Girls. It was a wonderful night. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I love taking myself on little dates, and I had a really incredible time. Yeah, it was fun. Apple Jam's great. Apple Jam always has a vibe of somewhere that, like, everybody there is either going to a party or from a party or both. Except for me. I'm always just like, I've got nothing to do tonight. This is by my house. Let me go, you know, hang out. Think about how much nobody gets. I'm miming tucking my hair behind my ear as I say nobody understands me. But it's true. It's how I feel. It makes me, and like, yeah, somebody on Glitter's Bandcamp page says they're like Dinosaur Jr., but slightly more popish. Like, sure, yeah. Dinosaur Jr. is a great example of that. I kind of, the music I wanted, just like, where I'm amassing a collection of band t-shirts. So I'm definitely a band t-shirt guy now. Which I love. I love it. I'm not going to lie. It's weird. What's weird is I'm finally having my, like, let me just be myself real quick phase. Just, like, be band t-shirt and jeans or band t-shirt and khakis guy every single day and just, like, embrace that. But I miss the window for it to be high school and for me to be able to look back and be like, ha ha ha, like, that was high school. It was so funny. Fine. I also miss the window of, like, it's college and I can look back and be like, oh, college. So instead it's just gonna be me in, like, corporate America in my little t-shirt, because my work has, like, a very lax dress code. And so there are a couple of my coworkers who are also like this, like, t-shirt, band t-shirt, jeans guys. But it's weird because it's corporate America. It's like the stock exchange. You can't be quirky on the stock exchange. It doesn't work. It's not a thing. Like, even people who think they're quirky. One time I was on the train to work and I saw a guy who was clearly going to, like, you know, like, run the world, like, crash the banking system of a smaller country. Stuff like that. He just looked very powerful, but he was in, like, a mask, like a COVID, like, cloth mask that said grateful, that was, like, for the Grateful Dead. And I was just like, oh man, he's, like, the quirky guy at his work. Like, they're all, you know, wrecking the banking systems of smaller countries, but he's like different. Like, he loves the great, like, it's impossible to be quirky on the stock exchange. It just doesn't work at all. But I'm still gonna, I guess, do it. I'm still gonna. Anyways. I don't know how I got there, except for that. I was thinking about merch, t-shirts, because the WMFO t-shirt design is out. They posted on their Instagram a little flash of it. And it looks nice. It looks like music. It looks like a shirt you would wear while you listen to music and think about how nobody understands you. In a great way. Which is, so this is my avenue to plug the donation drive. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donation drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu under designation, select arts, sciences, and engineering, and then other, and then put WMFO. Or you can write us a check. They're making checks sound more appealing than they've sounded in easily 15 years. Nothing sounds better than a check when I've just given, like, a whole long run-on sentence about the convenient online pay option, and then I just say, or you can write us a check. You can write them a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org, so you still have to go online, but do it, and click the donations drive tab. thanks for helping us keep it freeform. I'm probably going to buy a shirt. I'm going to do it. I'm going to keep... I'm amassing my music t-shirts collection so that I can go work on the stock exchange and think about how nobody understands me. I'm trying to think of where to go next, though. I didn't spend that much... I didn't listen to that much new music this week. I was listening to a lot of, like, my old, very old music, actually. Like, all the music I have on MP3. Because I set up my own music streaming server, like, just for me. Can you guys hear the mic stand creaking? Perfect. I set up my own music streaming server with all of my MP3s on it, which is very exciting. But surprise, surprise, I don't really have the music that came out in the past week on MP3. I've been listening to a lot of, like, my high school, middle school, like, my iTunes library. And, like, oh, Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah has a new album. Very cool. Clay has a new... Oh, wait. This is a different Clay. No, it's... This is something for me to figure out later, I think. I think there's multiple artists called Clay. I don't know which one this is. Wow, I can't. Sorry about my attention span, guys. It's not working. It never has, never will. I have no attention span. But basically, I set up my own music streaming server, so I've been, like, testing it, listening to a lot of my own MP3s. I made accounts for, like, my friend and, like, my sister and my girlfriend, and none of them have used it. They don't know this. But, like, despite the fact that I did not ask for this feature, it does show me, because I'm the administrator, like, it does show me all the activity of the other accounts. And so I can see very well that nobody's listening to my, using my cool music streaming server. That's fine. It's just for me anyways. It's the best. I can load, so I have, like, WMFO and Wabar, Barnard's radio station, like, hooked up through it. So I can listen to them on the same interface as my whole iTunes library, a bunch of CDs, and also, like, the music that I've pirated because it's not available on streaming. So let me actually just take this opportunity to play a really good acoustic version of Our Song by Radiator Hospital that I've long been obsessed with, that has been living in my Apple Files tab, iPhone Files tab, iCloud Drive, that I listen to occasionally. It's on streaming now, if you mean specifically my website, my streaming website. So this is hard. It's also, like, I'll say it's not that hard. It took a while. It involves following a lot of instructions and then a lot of troubleshooting, which is both of those, like, that's all that CompSci really is. You follow instructions and then you go, who wrote these lousy instructions? Why doesn't this work the way I want? And then you troubleshoot. But it wasn't too bad. I have a domain now. I have a music streaming server. I need to, like, put my resume up on that domain as well. Have a website. But it's a work in progress. I started with the thing that I was the most excited about. And it's also a hobby project that I've easily been putting off for a year because I was going to do it using a Raspberry Pi to save money. And then I just, like, I don't really go to computer stores enough to just, like, casually buy a Raspberry Pi. But this is all CompSci jargon. But, like, I signed up for, like, the GitHub student account thing, and they gave me a bunch of credit for DigitalOcean, which is, like, cloud computing, like, Google Cloud type vibe. And I was like, okay, let me use that. Let me spend my free, silly little free computing money on streaming server. So even though I'm being crushed under the weight of all my homework, I did a fun hobby project, and now here I am. Anyways, I'm talking about this too much. Everybody in my life has been hearing about this too much because it's the first thing I've done for me in a really long time. I'm, like, not really a person who, like, has hobbies. I'm doing air quotes, who, like, has hobbies, and, like, does things for myself. So, like, go me. Hobby project. It's really great for me. But to circle back to how I opened this conversation, nobody in my life cares. They're all very happy for me, but they don't care. But that's okay. Here's our song by Radiator Hospital, a really specific version that I had to pirate off YouTube because there are no acoustic versions on the streaming or anything, but there are some on YouTube that are really good. Enjoy. Oh man. Did I choose the wrong aux or is it not working? No! After all the brag. No, wait. I forgot to turn it on. This is me not knowing how to work the soundboard. My streaming server's working just fine. It's my ability to do radio that's not. Sorry about the false alarm. Here you go.
Did you want it to dance? I can hear a change in your breath. Your voice is hushed and controlled. Maybe you're just tired of straining your throat. Or maybe there's something you don't want me to hear. But you won't get off that easy. No, don't say you love me. You know you don't. And if you're thinking that we're through, I won't hold it against you. You know I won't. Every other morning I wake up and find that you're gone. The note says you went for a jog. Maybe you're just tired of sleeping in. Or maybe you'd rather be running away. 'Cause every time you kiss me, I can hear the gods call my name. Feel pretty for once, but I can feel the weight of your heart. It's making me more tired every day. Oh, you won't get off that easy. No, don't say you love me. You know you don't. And if you're thinking that we're through, I won't hold it against you. You know. She wouldn't understand, and she shouldn't have to. No, I won't hold it against you. No, I won't hold it against you. I won't hold it against you. No, no, I won't hold it against you.
Guys, I tried to pick a song and I didn't do it fast enough, so I have to stall. I have to stall. Let's think about this. I want to play AJJ, which is shameful, but I still want to do it. This is my radio show, so nobody can stop me from doing it. But I have to choose the song, which is always a challenge. Okay.
When I'm a dead boy, burn my body, pour a couple of my ashes into concrete. Bench 10 feet long, 12 inches tall. Leave it somewhere, Central Phoenix, where no security. I'm a dead boy.
We don't get fined for that one. Sorry, guys. I forgot about the no curse words thing until I heard the curse word. Then it was too late. Forgot the other one. Please don't submit a complaint. Please be cool. I've got 3 weeks left here. I can see there are 17 of you listening. I hope there are 17 cool kids listening. And not, you know, like one snitch and then 16 cool kids. Anyways. Great song. Totally lost my train of thought. I've been so good about it. It's been like, I haven't done that since like the second week of the semester. Freeform. I should read a PSA besides just the fact that it's my girlfriend's birthday, which I feel counts as a PSA. But I think that the radio gods would disagree with me. So let me just do that. Let me just crack open the old binder. Space heater safety tips.
Yes.
It's not, you're going to have to remember this one for many months because I don't think people are using space heaters anymore at this time of year. But just have a good memory. Just remember this until the winter, please. Seasonal, November 1st and March 31st. Does it count if I... It's marked as seasonal. I don't know if it counts if I read it after March 31st. I just missed the window. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However... Space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. Oh, my Lord. so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. Remember that until November 1st. Careful out there. I did not know that about the... I was like, when I saw one-third of fires, I was like, okay, sure, I mean, that checks out. But it's a really disproportionate... They're lighting some extremely vicious fires. Be careful out there. It's dangerous. Let me do also one that's not chronologically accurate, but you only have to remember it for 2 weeks because May is National Bike Month. Start gearing up. Haha. But it's gearing up for National Bike Month next month, May. May is National Bike Month, and the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. It's an excellent time of year to try this healthful, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass, then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it is safe. When it is not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers because they're everywhere. Cyclists have the same rights and the same responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week, a message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. I know for a fact that it was Northerners coming up with National Bike to Work Week in the third week of May. I know that for a fact, because in the South, they would choose like the first week of February. That's way too hot. Thinking about being in Houston and biking to work during the third week of May, like, it makes me sweat. It makes me sweat to consider it. But yeah, I'm sure the weather will be really beautiful up here in Boston, where this radio station is, in the third week of May. So consider biking to work. We also have a brand new PSA. I'm like really going heavy on the PSAs, and it wasn't planned. Maybe I should save this for the AFM tomorrow. We have a brand new PSA called Numbers to Think About Bitcoin Energy Costs. That is from this month, the stats resource this month, which is really crazy to me. And apparently we're using Tufts Educational Radio as the current like slogan for PSAs, even though Tufts Freeform Radio is the current descriptor for station IDs. So there's a fun fact. Yeah, they're calling themselves Tufts Educational Radio in the PSA binder now. That's going to be tomorrow. Tune into the AFM at 8 a.m. tomorrow if you want to hear the brand new spanking PSA in the PSA binder. It's going to be big. It's going to be important. I need to see if my girlfriend is listening. Don't forget, if I just, like, mention that my girlfriend is listening, like, consider calling in to wish her happy birthday. Her phone number is 855-915-WMFO. Hopefully she's not already listening to this because I wanted it to be like cute and a surprise. But 855-915-WMFO if you want to wish Epiphany a happy birthday on the radio. I've already wished her happy birthday a bunch of times on and off of the radio. Happy birthday. She's not listening. But you guys should do it too. She deserves to get a happy birthday from everybody, including the president. I don't know that she wants a happy birthday from the president, but she deserves one. Unless it's bad. I don't know what's going on. What else? Our anniversary was on Thursday, and she gave me a Bandcamp gift card, which is very sweet of her, and now I can buy more music about how much nobody understands me. She's the best. I got her birthday gifts, but I can't give them to her until I go to New York on Friday, so that means I also can't talk about what they are. Sad. Let me play more music that's, like, not explicit. That was embarrassing. And whenever I do quality assurance, I'm like, I wish they would just stop talking about how they messed up. It doesn't help. I should have just acted like it didn't happen, but I can't. I can't. I'm sweating out here. I'm crumbling under the pressure of freeform educational radio. College radio. Anyways. I'm gonna play... No, I want to play a shorter song. Spring Fling is in 2 weeks and everybody's getting COVID. I got breakfast with a friend today and we talked about how much everybody's getting COVID and how we've, like, missed our window of being able to catch COVID without it just throwing off, like, a bunch. I'm knocking on wood, like, on a constantly as I say all this. We missed our window for catching COVID and it not being that big of a deal. Like, we will miss something major. No matter, like, if we catch COVID anytime before we're, like, fully moved away, right? Like, I'm supposed to see my pretty girlfriend star in a play on Friday. So if I get COVID now, I'll miss that and cry and cry and cry and cry. And then the following weekend, it's supposed to be Spring Fling. So if I get COVID and miss that, I'll cry and cry and cry and cry. And then after that, like, classes end and it's, like, reading week. And then that would be bad. I don't know. I don't really have that many finals. I guess I could miss reading week, but certainly not ideal. And then it's senior week. And if I'm benched for senior week, knocking on wood, because of COVID, I'll cry and cry and cry and cry and cry. And then it's commencement. And if I have COVID and have to be benched for commencement, I'll cry and cry and cry. And my mom will cry and cry and cry. And my grandma will cry and cry and cry and cry. Then after that, I have to move out, and I'm supposed to, like, go on vacation, so if I get COVID, I'll, like, that'll be a whole thing, too. And, like, my landlord will probably not be happy, because I would ideally quarantine in my house. I guess I wouldn't be able to. I'd have to, like, get a hotel, and that would be expensive. So I just have to not get COVID. I'm knocking on wood on a constantly. I'm worried that I've tempted the COVID gods, because after I'm a close contact recently, I've just been telling people that I had a close contact and didn't get it, and, like, maybe I'm built different, but I'm knocking on wood. Everybody says they're built different and then catches COVID right after, so, like, I don't mean it that way. I don't actually think I'm built different. I'm very humble. I need to stay humble, and I need the COVID gods to know how humble I am. Oh, man. I'm just talking to myself so much. But that is part of the show description, so I don't know what you expected. Maybe I should play Grimes. Maybe I'll play Oblivion by Grimes. I don't know. I should play music that Epiphany likes. I should play music from, like... Yeah, I have so many playlists from her. Like, I have so much music that she enjoys that I can play. I also don't have that much time left anyways. I feel like I heard something about Bright Eyes doing, like, a re... Oh, they're definitely active. They've been, like... Huh. They've been releasing music. Because my attention span's so bad. It's so short. Easter was yesterday, of course. Lent is over, which is very sad for me. I love Lent. But the silver lining is that I can use my phone in bed again now, because that was my fast, as I stopped using my phone in bed. But, like, I liked it. Except for it was such a charade the way I did it. I was not that dedicated this year. It was such a charade. I would literally just, like, sit up and then use my phone and then, like, lie back down. Like, if I needed to reply to a text or something. But I did enjoy not, like, being on Twitter in bed, so I want to keep that going. The lead singer of Rainbow Kitten Surprise came out as a trans woman. Maybe I'll play Rainbow Kitten Surprise. That's extremely exciting. We love trans women. It's great news for everybody. And it was also very cute the way they did it. They, like, all tweeted little intros about themselves, like the whole band did, which was cute. They were, like, all in it together. And the lead singer was like, by the way, I'm she, her now. She's in her she, her era, and I'm so, so happy for her. It's also a good excuse to play their music. I'm just hoping, I think the explicit tagging is accurate for them. Let's see, what? The album's tagged as explicit, but none of the songs. Which makes... Anyways. I don't think Epiphany's on. I think she's busy being celebrated for her birthday. Which makes me so happy. But it also means that you guys don't have to call in if you don't want to. No, I'm good. This is wasted by RKS. Oh my gosh, guys, Epiphany's listening now. This is the Epiphany Larmy Worst Boys Guild special. Epiphany, do you have any requests? Do you have any song choices? Guys, it's Epiphany's birthday, and she's spending 15 minutes of it listening to my show, which is so exciting. I don't know what to do. Am I going to have to produce 15 minutes of good radio? Because that's something that's absolutely not going to happen in any universe. But Epiphany, I will play whatever songs you want. Also, I told my mom about my radio show, but she has a meeting during it, so I don't know if she ended up listening or not, but it's a lot of pressure. Like, I usually don't really tell anybody. I don't tell my friends about my radio show, really. My college friends know that I have it, but I don't encourage them to listen. Epiphany is my number one fan, my listener. It's not my mom. It's like, it feels like the big league. It's a panopticon. Like, I don't even know that she is listening. But the fact that she might be listening puts a lot of pressure on me, which is exactly how a panopticon works. So WMFO for this hour has been the Tracy Calabrese panopticon in the best way. See, I don't know. She hasn't texted me this whole time, which makes me think she's not listening. But maybe she doesn't know that that's, like, a thing that you do when you're listening to somebody's radio show is, like, text them. So who knows? No, Epiphany is texting me. My mom didn't even know about my radio show until, like, today, because I don't tell people. But maybe now she's listening? Anyways. How do you spell... Epiphany's asking how to spell panopticon, and since it's her birthday, I'll tell her PanOpticon. And she requested Temporary by Dreamwife, which she listened to Dreamwife's album this morning, and it's such a great album. I love that album. I'm glad she, like, reminded me about it. It was, when it came out, it was, like, on repeat. So Temporary is an excellent choice. Here it is. Epiphany, Epiphany, the radio special, like, kind of, like, I mentioned it was your birthday, but it wasn't really, like, doing the whole birthday special thing in that dedicated of a way until you started listening, to answer your question. Anyways, got a few minutes left. Here's Temporary by Dreamwife. And let me know if you have any more requests. Birthday girl. She's 21. It's such a big one. Sad I'm not in New York to celebrate. But I can give you airtime. Do you have anything? Let me know. Text me if you have anything you want the people to hear, too. And I will happily say it. Jump back into I was talking to a friend about this yesterday. All the music, 2020 was a really specific time for me of like listening to a lot more music than I ever had in the past, like listening to new releases, which is not something I'd ever really like done before. And I was also just like stuck at home all the time, so I was listening to a lot of music, so I got bored of my music very fast and then was like voraciously listening to new music. So it's partially that, and also partially there was like 2020 in such a singular time. But now all of the albums from 2020 just feel very like stuck in 2020 for me in a way that is unfortunate. Like even like Flo Milli, Oh Why Is You Here, which is an album that I still listen to a lot and is incredible. Every time I hear it, I'm still like, oh yeah, 2020. Like Chloe and Halle's Ungodly Hour. It's like, still listen to it a lot. It's great. It's so 2020. Also this one, Punisher is the prime example of that. I don't listen to Punisher much at all anymore. And it's because it just makes me feel like I'm like stuck in my house during the early pandemic on Twitter for 9 hours a day and just like sad and having a crisis. Like, I need all these artists to go ahead and release another album 2 years later so that, like, they have, you know, like, artists whose most recent album was in 2020. It's just like, okay, you're a pandemic artist to me. We need more. We need new things. But also, it's an incredible song. It's an incredible album. We'll probably go listen to it later. Only have 5 minutes left, and the next DJs always like to come in. Whenever I'm, like, done with my show, like, as soon as I, like, say, like, this has been Worst Boys Guild. Guys, if you're listening on the monitors, this is not me actually ending the show. I will soon, I promise. As soon as I do my, like, sign-off, they're, like, here. Like, they're very prompt. They're very punctual, which is not true of me a lot of the time. So now I'm like, okay, I should probably go. Unlike most weeks, I don't have something right at noon this week because of the day off. But I also want to give them time to like set up and stuff because they're always extremely punctual about it. It makes me want to also be punctual. Whenever I run over time, it's like super embarrassing because they're like on it, and then I'm like, oh yeah, they know I ran over time. I know they know I ran over time. They know I know they know. I ran over time. Anyways, it's a mess. Worst Boys Guild is a hot mess. But what else it is it's Epiphany Larmy 21st birthday extravaganza. Babe, I hope you have the best day that anybody's ever had. But not the best day that anybody ever will have, because I hope that there are a lot of even better days in store for you. I love you. You're the most incredible person that I know. And I hope you feel celebrated and cherished and loved all day today, because you are. You're so amazing. You're such a gift to everybody in your life. And I love you. Sorry to be all like earnest on the radio. But I need to do a birthday special. It's gonna happen. I will not be singing happy birthday. I will be saying happy birthday. Anyways. I've been using my brain for a whole hour. It's time for me to go take a walk, drink a nice coffee. Have a little reset. Enjoy this really nice, although a little bit chilly, weather we've got. Hope you guys all have a wonderful week. This has been Worst Boys Guild. I'm Tyler. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. Let me do this. Okay, Rivendell was open to a search for Neutral Milk Hotel, which I think is incredible. But that's not what I want to listen to. I'm going to play, like, 10,000. Is this going to work? I should start, like... Oh, man, it's not working. Why isn't it? Wow, they have a lot of 10,000 Maniacs on here. And, like... Okay. I can handle this. I'm gonna leave you guys with Gunshy by 10,000 Maniacs, and have a great week. All this stuff about this being Worst Boys Guild. Catch you later. Oh, jeez. I messed it up. Hold on. Yes! All right. Later. Oh no, I didn't do it right. It's okay. There's automated music. What could you want with such a girl? Goes diving off her pedestal. She likes it to get on your nerves. And you got something she so richly. Oh,